Are you sick and tired of going to the average hole-in-the-wall staph-infected bar and being felt up or peed on?
Who isn't?
Wouldn't you like to go to a bar that is both down-homey and serves delicious bagels?
Of course!
Well, sir, you are in luck. At Brett Beerling's Bagel Bar, we guarantee you will not only have a good time, but you will not leave with urine on you or hungry. And this July, come in for our red, white, and blue bagels. That's a bagel with blueberries, red cherries, and whitefish.
Yum!
Hi, hello, Whiffle Nation, and welcome to episode 9 of Don't Get Whifflimated. Today's episode is all about the Leroy Whiffle Association. I'm your host, Carl Craig. Let's meet that judge. His name is Tom. Jasper G, what's up, Tom?
Hold the ceiling, Carl.
Let's meet that panel. Leading off, Caleb Lank Yachman. He's a stud in Indiana. Whiffle, what's up, Caleb?
Only I'm Ryan Gallagher in 2016.
Eric Laporte Detmer is also on the panel. Eric, it's great to have you with us. What's up?
My last name is pronounced Detmar. It's an A, not an E.
Also joining us is Jared Porter Yogman. What's up, Jared?
I am Scotty Pippen of Wiffle Ball in Indiana. Thanks, Carl.
And filling in last second for Greg Yearling is Jordan Newton Moselle. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, Carl. Hi, hello. Good to be here, buddy.
Thank you. Everyone knows the concept and the rules. There's four questions. Each contestant goes for a second, third, or fourth. Two low scores eliminated after the fourth question. Then there's two people left. Top score goes first or second for the final question. Keep your answer around 30 seconds or longer. Who cares? Tom G is the judge. He can judge any way he wants. You guys ready to get started?
Yes. Sure.
Yep. Let's do
it. You bet your Barbies, Carl.
Caleb Yachman's going to lead off, and let's do it. Let's give a hard-hitting question first. Caleb Yachman, Tim W., he's your cousin. Is he one of the best commissioners, in your opinion, or do you think he's out of his dang mind?
The answer you're looking for is yes. Not only he has his moments where he's absolutely brilliant, moving Leroy to 8 teams to 11 teams, expanding the league, bringing in the better players to be owners to split up the talent pool, the salary system he's put together. I mean, he does incredibly complex things that a ton of other commissioners can't dream of sniffing. And then he will also show up to the draft, pass out drunk, and make his picks vicariously through his mind to me. So you get both and with him situations. Right now, I'd say he's a little bit on the more of the out of his dang mind side, but you never know with him. He could pop up with a brilliant move that could keep Leroy going for 10 years. So, yes.
I can show you my hand. I actually agree with you. I think he's one of the best, but I'm not the judge. But Eric Detmer,
he's next. He's got a huge time penalty.
That's okay. Eric Detmer, is he one of the best commissioners around the land, or is he out of his dang mind?
I think he is one of the best commissioners, but he's definitely on a downslope here. As Caleb said, as he showed up to the draft this year, absolutely hammered. Didn't really make any good moves there. I think his place in the league, he created a great league, got a lot of guys into it that have now kind of taken over. I think his role as a commissioner is starting to fade away. So I think he was one of the best at his prime, but as the years go on, I think he's fallen out a little bit from that and now gone to just a shit talker at the NWLA tournament.
Wow. Eric's all over the place there, Tom G. But we're going to go to Jared Yonkman. He calls himself the Scottie Pippen and Indiana Wiffle. I'd say he's much more than that. I say he's Tony Kukoc. But what do you got, Jared?
First of all, can I get a roster check on Gene guy, please? But you know, I think Tim is one of the best commissioners. You know what? I'm saying it right now, Carl. He is the best commissioner in all of wiffle ball. From his stats he puts out, the league format, you know, Circle City is copying our format now. That's the influence Tim is having right now. And I think without his league personality, I mean, Leroy wouldn't be what it is. So that's why he's the best.
Hey, Jordan, finish us off.
Well, Carl, I'll tell you right now, I think he's definitely one of the best because he is out of his mind. he's the only guy I know that spends more time with Stats than his wife. So, like, he's definitely, like, earned his spot here at the top because, yeah, he doesn't get it very often. So, yeah, I definitely have to give him the nod there.
Tom G, I can't believe that first question. We can end the show right now, and it'd probably be the best Don't Get Whiff Lemonade we've ever had, but we got to go to question two. Eric Detmer is going to lead off here, and this panel is full of players who've originated from Leroy. So, Eric, does any part of you wish that Leroy was the national team that's made two straight championships instead of GBL?
In a short answer, no. To go on with that, though.
Yes, go on.
I mean, our team has gotten a lot better since we joined with GBL. And I think what a lot of people have to understand is that with other leagues that have, like, joined together, they just go and throw a couple tournaments together, and that's about it. Then they throw a team together. With us, we are, like, closer. Us and GBL are closer with each other than I think any other league in the nation. Like, all of us are so tightly knit. Like, we were just out at the bar all together this weekend. Like, it's that tight. So I think us, like, going together was a really good move, both on the field and off the field. We all love each other now. So no, I would not go back to just Leroy, other than the fact that I do miss having good old Egg on our squad.
Fair enough. Great answer, buddy. Eric, Jared, what about you? What do you think?
You know what, Carl? I think it was a sellout. I think we should have kept the band together, wrote it out, see how it went. But you know what? I mean, it's still a good move putting a team together, but I feel like if we kept them together, you know, I feel like we would have had a lot of fun. And the timing wasn't there at the time, but I think we should have kept it.
Another hot take from Jared. I like it. Let's go to Jordan. Jordan's last answer shocked everyone. What do you got here?
I think we should have it together because I thought it was a clear shot that, you know, I kind of, you know, did something for that team that year. And then the next year, they're like, actually, we're going to go away from that. So I thought, you know, I kind of got screwed out getting another shot at it. But, yeah, it was definitely disappointing when they went to, you know, the GBL League. And, yeah, I wish we could have brought it back for one more year because we had a great time that first year I was there.
You know, Jordan's an OG. His first year there, they shock Hessfield Whiffle, and then all of a sudden he's off the team. But you know what? Caleb Yonkman's next. This guy, he's the face of Indiana Whiffle, so we got to hear what he has to say. What up?
Yes. In my heart of hearts, I would love to have Leroy be the credit holder for the success we've had. But however, what we've also done with GBL is pretty freaking cool too. So, I mean, I'm a Leroy guy at heart. I will forever be. Brought it from the bottom with Tim and my brother, and Jordan from the jump. And I would love that to be, you know, the story of success. But GBL filled a purpose for us, and in doing that, we gained some pretty awesome friends and dudes that we're really tight with as well. So it ended up being a really good fit. But if I could have it perfectly, I would love Leroy to be getting the credit for what we've done the past 2 years.
You hear that, Tom G?
Yeah, I hear that's a way longer than 30-second answer.
Who cares?
That's a second
fine.
Time penalty.
We're halfway done with this show. A lot of great takes. And now Jared Yonkman's going to lead off here, the sheriff. And listen, Leroy is filled with talent, filled with personalities. And there's people that no one's heard of. Not everyone can be a Yonkman or a Detmer or a Mosel. So, Yonkman J, what do you got here? Who is the best Leroy player that no one ever heard of?
The Wiffle World has been put on notice. They need to know who Vince Carullo is. Top five player, in my opinion, in this league. Under, great pitcher, batter. They need to put some respect on his name. Next.
You know, if I was the judge, you'd get a lot of points because I've never heard of him. But he sounds Italian. What do you got, Jordan?
I'd say this is a pretty easy call. He hasn't played a whole lot, but when he does, he brings a hell of a good appearance. His name is John Gibson. He's the notorious for being the most, like, least involved player. When he does show up, he absolutely rakes. And if he, like, put in, like, maybe even, like, 5% of the effort, he'd be easily, like, one of the top players in the league, but he literally just doesn't give a rat's ass about anything.
One of those guys, huh?
Yep.
Let's go to Caleb. He plays in
like highly talented.
Well, fair enough. All right. Caleb, you play in a lot of leagues in Indiana. You know a lot of unknown talent, but let's just focus in on Leroy talent that no one's ever heard of. Who do you got?
2013 and 2014, Alan Mizowski was the most dominant player in Leroy and set the standard for what fast pitch wiffle ball should look like for us. Alan came in and threw about 85 to 88 and carried a big stick. And we all thought he was a wiffle god. Turns out that he would just be a middle-of-the-road pitcher for us now in the league. False. But Alan made the Badgers what they were and single-handedly gave them their only title.
I've heard of Alan. He's not running for state senator 2020, right?
Should be.
Great answer, Caleb. Let's go to Eric. Eric's had a lot of hot takes. A lot of people are upset that Brett Detmer is not on this show. But you know what? I say, Eric, it's your world. Who do you got?
You know, I guess this may be a name that some people have heard, but I'm going to have to go with John Monco. I feel like he needs to be put right in the center of Leroy as one of the top players that has been and that will be. I mean, if he's going to continue to play at the rate that he has been playing in Leroy, he's going to end up at the national tournament at some point. So I think people need to watch out for him.
Not a great answer by Eric, but who knows how Tom's going to judge this. And speaking of Tom, let's go to you. Who's in fourth place?
In fourth place is Eric. Now, that last answer lost him a lot of points because although John Monco's a great player, everyone's heard of him. He is not an unknown player. Every single person on the planet knows John Monco.
Well said, yeah.
In third place, we have Caleb Yonkman. Caleb has two strikes. He's going to combine 37 seconds over time.
Embarrassing.
37.4 seconds.
Embarrassing.
And that alone has lost him enough points to be in the negative well. He's not even in last.
That's sad.
So we got two guys in the negative. And then we've got Jordan in second place. His answer on the first question gained him 367 points. So that was huge. He was actually in first place after that, but... he didn't give me enough on that second answer. And I'm pretty sure John Gibson's a fake name.
Yeah.
It is. So that's just, that's like, Jared's in first by process of elimination.
All right, three questions down, one to go. And this question is out of hand. I've reread this question. I'm like, why would I write this? But here we are. Jordan Mosley, you're going to lead off here. So there's four big leagues in Indiana, and they're all big. Orrible, GBL, Leroy, Circle City. Listen, you're asked, Jordan. You're the czar of Indiana Wiffle. That's a big title. And you have to form this one super league, but you have to take one rule from all four leagues. Orrible, GBL, Circle City, Leroy. What are the four rules you're choosing? And if you go over 30 seconds, that's okay. This is a big question. What do you got?
All right, so I guess from Orrible, I'll take that you play the championship on that Migley field. It's a pretty dope field. There's all the other rules are kind of just meh, in my opinion.
Fair.
GBL, the back, like I'll take that the home plate has to be a chair. I've never really heard anything like that before. It sounds pretty dope. So, yeah. Circle City, I actually don't know what makes them different. So I got nothing there. Just call it Circle City. At least something with Circle City will be in the name. But yeah, that's about it. Because I don't know. I haven't heard of them, so they're probably not that great. So, whatever.
What about Leroy?
And then from Leroy's, I'll just keep the good old guy, love it. Get rid of walks. No one likes watching just people walk, around the bases five times to try to get runs. I'll go after five balls. You have to lob it in there and give some dingers.
What a statement by Jordan Mozell. He's an OG of Leroy Wiffle. Caleb Yonkman, you're the only one here who's played in all these leagues, I believe. Maybe the other guys have. I'm not sure. But you are Indiana Wiffle. I can't wait to hear your take. What do you got?
And I'll keep this under 30 for Tom. In Orrible, I would keep the you have your own home field, so everyone plays at their own specific location when you're on the road. You travel.
Yes, good.
GBL,
yes.
I would keep the I would keep the foul tip into the strike zone as not strike three, especially in fast pitch. It's really difficult to hit. So foul tip into the zone does not count at strike three. I love that rule.
I don't.
CCW, I would allow for flex scheduling. Keep that. That's really great to be able to let both managers have freedom to get all their talent to the field and not be playing scrubs. And in Leroy specifically, instead of just having a pitcher's circle like at the NWLA tournament, I love that we have a pitcher's ring. So it stretches the entire length of the infield, and the distance is still the same, but you have a lot more space to pick it up in terms of pitcher's hand.
Wow, Tom. How'd you like that, dude? This guy was prepared. It's like he almost wrote down the answers, and it was under 30
seconds. 28 seconds, too. Yeah, that was awesome.
Wow, that might propel into the top two. And you know who's up next. It's not Brett Detmer. It's Eric Detmer. He's been kind of a disappointment so far, wouldn't you say, Tom?
No, I wouldn't say disappointment. I'm just mad. It's like the opposite of like what your parents say to you.
Fair enough. But I've seen people come I've seen people come from fourth place to the top too. So Eric, knock our socks off. Go.
All right. So from Orville, I'm gonna take that Al Friedman is the commissioner of the league. I know I'm the creator of the league, but Al Friedman's gonna be the commissioner of the league. From GBL, I'm gonna take that we just made a new rule that it had to do with our point system, but pretty much I don't want Greg to be able to just throw two guys out there when it's not a big game. So you got to have the rule that there's got to be three guys there playing for you.
Fair.
From CCW, I'm gonna take this from Jordan, but I love the dirt yard. So we're playing there every single game, doesn't matter. And then from Leroy, I'm going to take that Tim does the stats because that is absolutely an unbelievable system.
How do you like that, Tom G?
Some of those aren't even rules.
That's okay.
No,
you're not a rule.
They are.
You know, Tom G's come in. He was a last-second sub as the judge. We got to be nice to him. Jared Yachman's in first place. He could blow it here. Going last on a question like this isn't easy. If Jared blows it and doesn't hit the top two, that's pathetic. What do you got, Jared?
Well, Carl, since I'm not the face of Indiana Wiffle, here I'll go with my answer then. So from Orrible, we're going to be playing on different fields here. Love the variety offers. GBL, we're going to be doing a redraft every year. From the CCW, we're taking the pitch to hit, which they stole from us. And then we're going to go to LWLA, and we're going to pitch. Pitchers have to pitch one inning each game. I mean, not every person on your team has to pitch one game. I mean, one inning. So that's mine.
Awesome.
Short and sweet.
We just have to say, what a great question by the creator of this show. Great question. A lot of people are saying,
Carl, you get 607 points for that question.
All right, but Tom. We're gonna go to
say something quick.
Who is this?
It's Eric.
If you're gonna say something, then everyone else gets to say something. So you sure? That's the rule.
Yeah, I'll allow it. Positive. I'll allow it. Right. I'm the judge. I'll allow it.
So if he says something, everyone else has to say something. Go.
Yeah, I love that. So
you have 45 seconds. Go.
Okay. He said that they're not all rules. Well, what was I supposed to do? Study these rule books? I don't know all the rules. Come on.
Yeah, screw you, Tom. All right, you have anything to say?
I just took what I
He has to use the whole 45. He has to use the whole 45. He started this.
If he's done, he's done. Jordan, what do you got to say? Last words.
I'll say if I had to make another rule, I would say just like overall one that like probably common theme. You definitely should be not only allowed to but encouraged to drink in or smoke on any field at any given time. You know, taking notes from the two best commissioners, Alex Friedman and Tim Wiltshire.
I like this guy.
Even like while pitching or hitting, yeah.
Not bad. And before we go to Caleb, you know, I was there for the 2018 NWA Tournament Regionals, and there was a team there from the Greater Auburn Wiffleball League. They were doing meth in the right field.
That was Carl, that was cocaine. Oh. I didn't participate, but yes, they had cocaine.
Okay.
I'm not proud of it.
They were doing cocaine in the right field party deck. Anyways, what do you got, Caleb? Any last words?
It's called the party deck. I mean, what did you expect?
I will not be attending the 2020 NWLA tournament unless Mike Jenkins is my manager.
Wow, great.
That can be arranged. You're going to have to fly out here for a tournament.
Okay. And Jared, you know you have a chance to say something before we whiff eliminate some people. What do you got?
I just want to have a quick shout out to the Backdoor Sliders. This is their farewell tour season, and we wish them the best of luck.
All right, thank you.
That's a hot take, Jared. That's a hot take.
It's been quite the show.
Worst manager in Whipple history.
It's been quite the show, Tom G. But
good to have you, Brett.
It's time for some whiff eliminations. Who's in last place, and who are we going to say goodbye to, Tom G?
Sorry, I just have to do a quick calculation. My point system, I decided to throw everything out before the last question, because I really liked the last question. Eric came in last. His weren't even all rules. Yeah, he came in last.
I didn't know the rules in these leagues.
Eric,
dude, aren't you from Indiana? I know the rules in half those leagues.
Let him talk. He gets.
I was born in Illinois.
Yeah, you get your last words.
What up, Eric? Anything?
My last words. Like I said, Jordan Morzel, one of the worst managers in wiffle ball history, and now the Liners are back alive. So here we go. All right. It was great being on the show. I really enjoyed it. Thanks, guys.
I'll see you next month. Third place, Tom G.
Third place is Jordan. I'm pretty sure he skipped a rule. He didn't even put a Circle City rule in. and like I said, everything before the last question doesn't even count. So, yeah, -1,000 for Jordan.
Wow, from second place to third place. That means it's a Yogman versus Yogman championship. Who's in first place?
It's what the people want. It's what the people want. Caleb is in first because the pitcher's ring rule, I didn't know.
No, that was great.
And to say a rule that I don't know is very difficult. I know a lot of rules. I know that most wiffle ball rules outdate the wiffle ball.
Okay, so here's how it works. I'm gonna give Caleb the question. He can decide first or second. You ready, Caleb?
Yep.
It's really simple here. It's the best league in Indiana. You want to go first or second?
I'm going to go first.
So we're at the final mystery question and some inside information. Those first four questions, they have time to prepare. But Tom G, this last question is a mystery. But we already let Caleb know.
Really?
It's the best league in Indiana. Usually it's a pretty simple question. He's going to go first. He gets, 30 seconds, 40 seconds, whatever he wants. The best league in Indiana. What do you got, Caleb?
The best league in Indiana is Leroy. And here's why. You look at every other league, specifically in Indiana, besides Orrible, which in terms of slow pitch, that's a preference kind of thing. But GBL and CCW have specifically made changes to their league in terms of reflection to be better for the NWLA tournament, which I don't disrespect that decision. Leroy is the only league in Indiana that has remained true to its identity and has not changed for the NWLA tournament. In terms of what the NWLA tournament supports, in terms of wanting to bring the best possible leagues, that's why I think Leroy accurately represents what the NWLA tournament and NWLA is about, because regardless of what that tournament does, we've remained true to our slow pitch after five balls, salary-based system, keeping league competition even, and we haven't really changed anything to be more conducive for the NWLA tournament. In fact, we stopped going to that tournament in order to focus more on the league play itself. So I think it's the best because Leroy isn't defined or needs to be attached to the NWLA tournament to be successful.
Well, what an answer there by Caleb Yachman. Jared's been hanging around.
Carl, what can I say? This isn't even up for discussion. It's Leroy hands down. I mean, if you ask anyone in the Whipple community what is Leroy, they'll say 7th place finish.
Oh.
Leroy was built for the players, for us. Okay, so we don't need to go to the NWLA tournament. People can come to us. We're there for a recreational time. It's all about the fun. You see guys out there who want to be competitive. It's for them. You guys see out there smoking. It's for them. You see guys drinking. It's for them. It's all about the players. It's all about the good time. It's all about the Wednesday nights. And then you go to station afterwards. Leroy is more than wiffle ball. It is a community of people that are coming together to break up the work week, have a good time, and blow off some speed. That is why Leroy is the best.
Boom.
Thank you.
And the right field party deck at the Dirt Yard is for meth. but it's not about me. If I was judging, I would whiff eliminate both these guys because they said the same answer. And you know what, Tom G? Everything's blurry in my world, but in your world, you have to whiff eliminate someone. Who finishes in second?
Second place is Caleb by a mile. I didn't really quite understand his answer. I mean, I feel like Leroy has the most similar to the NWA tournament rules to begin with. I mean, obviously, like, eliminating the walks, I left that, and not going, I checked that. Wow. But, like, his answer was weird, because it was like, it's like, it's what it's about, but it's like, but we're not the NWA tournament, but it's like, whatever
we
other
get
league
it.
Should do.
Let him give a speech. This is...
it was a weird answer, I didn't get it, and anyway, Jared wins.
Give Caleb some time to talk. Second place, what do you got?
Rap gang.
Well, that's all right. I understand, Tom. That's what happens when you spend too much time in the right field party. So we'll talk to you later.
True. I live there. Wow. I bought a tent. I'm moving there. I'll see you next game at Circle City. I'll be rooting for you, though.
Wow, listen, Tom.
One other shout out. I'm sorry.
What?
Just be aware, John. Monco's on the prowl. So.
And also be aware of that.
Is he single again? Is he single?
Stop it.
I don't know. I've heard from a reputable source, though, that he is an horrible member.
And Jared Yacht.
Hey, but way to use reputable Tom, in a sentence, listen. Caleb. You win.
Tom, I got to shut you off here. Jared Yachtman, he finished in first place, and you get 30 seconds uninterrupted. Listen, that's a tough word to
Give
say.
Give him 45. This is a good show.
You get 40, I like even numbers, 46 seconds of uninterrupted talk, Jared Yachtman. What do you got?
Well, Carl, this time I'm not the Scottie Pippen of wiffle ball. Oh, I come out on the MJ. I thought Tom was going to cornhole me there and make me come second like I normally am, but you know what? Thanks, Tom, for the recognition. I want to give a special shout-out to the Rap Gang at Station 21, Brett Detmar, mm-hmm. Jordan Brazell, Bo Hofstra, Rap Gang for life. And one more shout-out here. This is for BLT Terry and Mark Creatures of the Orbital podcast. Thank you. And this is for Greg. Hit the NOS. See ya.
Wow. What a great run. And,
that was legendary.
And I don't know if you guys know this, but I've been podcasting for 9 years. And I just like to say, Leroy Wiffle has always done things their way. And for that, Tom G, I tip my cap. Tim W.
I tip your cap.
Come on. This is my time to talk. Tim W, who has always been an... You know, he was unhappy about certain aspects of the NWA tournament in 2018. So guess what he did after 2 7th-place finishes? He just said, we're not going back. We're done. And he did it without shame, and he stopped bringing the team. Was it foolish? No. He didn't care what people thought of him. You know, Leroy Wiffle, they're innovative, they're creative, and most importantly, they keep growing. They do things their way, they keep growing. So keep doing things your way, Leroy Wiffle. It's working. So, next show in July, I'm going to do one show in July because it's a busy month. We got Holy Commutes coming back. We're doing 5 weeks. No, wait, 4 weeks, right, Tom? We're doing 4 weeks of Holy Commutes. We got the zoo. Yeah. It's a busy month. So, I'm going to do one Don't Get With Eliminated. If you want your league featured, hit me up. I just want to thank our sponsor, the Brett Beerling Bagel Bar, our first ever sponsor on Don't Get With Eliminated. Did you like it, Tom?
Yeah.
So, let's thank Tom G. Last second filling as a judge. He did a great job. Jordan Melzel, my gosh. Great job filling in for Greg. Caleb Yachtman, Eric Detmer, Jared Yachtman, our champion. I'm Carl Coffey. We'll talk to you next time. Stay safe out there.
See ya.